Good evening. You're listening to WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. This is the show Phoning It In. On the radio, on the other end of the phone line, is Nathan Mumua from San Francisco. Nathan?
Hey, how's it going?
You're there. Good. How about you?
Good.
Yeah, I don't actually know too much about you beyond what I've read on your website and your MySpace site. Do you want to give yourself an introduction?
Sure. Well, I'm a music artist. I live in San Francisco. I guess that's been covered. And I guess I play and make music in my bedroom. And then I have a CD coming out this May, and just finished a two-week tour. So,
great.
That's a
and
few
you,
things.
And you used to live in Boston?
I did used to live in Boston for a little while. That was the school times, and that was a good time. And then after that, I was in New York for a while, where I met some great people as well.
Cool. So have you sort of settled down?
No, not quite. I like it here. I think California is a great scene right now, and I'm happy with all the things going on here in general. San Francisco is a great place with a lot of great music, a lot of things popping up here and there, and a lot of sort of smaller towns doing some really great stuff as well. But not necessarily settled into San Francisco, but we'll love it for life for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Well, do you want to go right into a song then?
Sure, that'd be great. All right, so this is actually one of the songs that's on that album that I just mentioned, that album sort of is a composition of this project that I finished last year, in which I wrote and recorded one song per month for every month that I was 26,
okay. And
then I would release each one before the end of the month with an original piece of artwork on the internet. So this first song we're going to play is called September, and it's about a trip that I took to Mexico. So here goes.
Quicker. If you mine, lapping up the last licks of sunshine. Drowsy dreamer, drop your eyes, drift from daylight.
How'd that sound to you guys out there?
Perfect. Don't change a thing.
Great. So, all right, I'm going to switch instruments here. I have a few sitting beside me, so I'm going to try to make some use of the different ones. I will play you guys a couple more, and then probably hop back on the phone again.
Sounds good.
The world we leave waiting. Close your eyes. everything in open
sound all right?
Yeah, it sounds great. I had no idea that there was more than one variety of ukulele.
Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch. The first one I played was the first song. That was actually a concert ukulele, but it's kind of this strange tuning that's not traditional, or I've never really seen it before. I'm not saying that I invented it necessarily, but it's a lot much thicker gauge string, so it's tuned an octave lower, but it's also tuned to the more standard or the older traditional tuning, and then an octave lower. And that was just a traditional soprano ukulele, the last one.
Yeah, and what was that first song called?
The first song was called November. Sorry. I get confused with all these month names of my songs. First song was called September.
Oh, the second rather then.
Oh, is that the second song I played?
No, that September was the first.
Oh, okay. The second song, right. Second song was Don't Let Darkness Inside My Window.
Okay. Easy enough. Wow, so Was it difficult to write a song a month?
It was, I figured out that I actually would typically write about that. That's kind of, at the end of a year, I probably look at 12 songs that I've finished for my solo project. Mm-hmm. And so I thought to myself, no, that shouldn't be a trouble. And that wasn't the trouble, writing the songs, but forcing myself to do it within the sort of, here I'm doing it within the specific month, and then actually going ahead and trying to get an interesting recording of it and doing a piece of artwork for it, and then getting it all done before the end of the month was, it was a little tricky, and I'd have some late nights towards the end of the month often, but it was a lot of fun too, and I think it's great to motivate yourself on a sort of project basis. I know that I need that sort of kick in the butt sometimes.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, should I play a few more?
Please.
Okay. This next song is on an old EP of mine, but it's also probably going to be on my next record that I'm just starting to record right now. And I wrote it a few years back, or maybe 4 years back or something. And the concept behind it is that I'm sick of being a cowboy, and I'd rather be a pirate instead.
Awesome.
So it's called Pirate of the Spotted Ship. Throw away my shoes
And let the salt water kiss my feet. Let my locks fly in the breeze. While the seagulls sing to me, I'm gonna sail this ship in a bottle. It's where I'm gonna lose the land. I'm gonna sail this ship in a bottle. Whole ocean under my command. Trading grains on in for sugar. I'll trade my shade for the flaring sun. Trail this saddle in for sails. Trading whiskey in for rum. Oh, I'm staying on these waves. I've had enough of that earthly stuff. And I'll fight to keep my claim. And I'll pillage if I must.
Yeah, it sounds great. And cool. For anyone just tuning in, this is Nathan Mumma on Phoning It In. Great. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah, Mumma, great. Yeah. Cool. So we got time for about how many more?
We got 10 minutes.
Cool.
So I might be able to depending on what kind of songs you write.
Yeah.
That's anywhere from 10
play an epic 10-minute song if you want. No.
Or 10 very short ones.
Yes, it's true. Probably play two or maybe three, but I guess I'm going to play another one from that 26 project. This one is called July. Nickel dimes and dreams, dressed by
young boy's fantasy, fighting to see, oh, how she colors all the leaves that hang from the tree. Oh, wow, that green looks so beautiful to me, rustling in the breeze.
Mandolin, and I don't think I've ever performed it on the mandolin, maybe at my house before, but I recorded it with a mandolin, and I'm going to take this opportunity of not having to lug everything around to a show to actually play it on the mandolin. Typically I play it on one of my ukes, but don't play the mandolin very often, so maybe bear with me, but here goes. And this is also from that project, and it's called January.
Brush the dust off of your clothes. Love, it's time for us to go. The highest place is on.
That was great.
Oh, thank you.
Man, yodeling ukuleles, songs about pirates. I don't know what could make this better.
Try to cover all the bases.
Yeah. Well, we've got, you know, a minute and a half left, so let's talk about you.
Okay.
Where are you right now? Describe the room that you're in.
What's that? Where am I?
Describe the room, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm in my living room. It's pretty much straight out of the 70s, pretty much, and has... I think I counted one time over 30 images of birds in it. And has a nice big open window that looks out onto other people's roofs and lots of birds flying around, pigeons in the middle of the wonderful scenic tenderloin of San Francisco.
Yeah. And if we were to look for you online, where could we do that?
You could find me at my website, which is mooma.info, so MOOMAW.info, or on the MySpace thing at myspace.com/NathanMooma, all one word.
Well, great. Any parting words?
No, just thanks so much for having me on here. This was a lot of fun playing into my phone, It's been great. You guys are doing a really great thing here. It's cool.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for playing. And stay on the line for just a second.
Sure.
You've been listening to Nathan Mooma on Phoning It In on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. Check us out at phoningitin.net, myspace.com/phoningitin, and stay tuned for nonstop ecstatic screaming.